弟兄姐妹们平安。
一起祷告的开始。
我们今年暑假主日信息的主题是二人成为一体。
The main theme of the sermon series of this summer is as two become one.
重点是建立合神心意的婚姻。
Our main goal is to establish and just to please to God.
那今天选的经文是主席刚刚为我们读的希伯来书十三章第四节。
The passage I chose for today comes from Hebrews 13:4.
那我先简单讲一下希伯来书写作的背景。
So let me first briefly explain the background of Hebrews.
这封书信写作时间大约是公元六十几年到七十年之间。
This letter was written approximately between AD 60 to AD 70.
当时早期教会的基督徒遭受越来越严重的逼迫。
Around that time, the Christians in the early church was facing more and more severe persecutions.
所以其中一些人信心开始动摇。
So some people was having their faith shaken at that moment.
特别是出生于犹太背景的人，开始在想，我是不是一定要做跟随耶稣的基督徒
？And this is especially true among those who have Jewish backgrounds, and they started to think whether they really have to follow Jesus.
如果他们像其他的犹太人只说自己相信神只去犹太人的会堂聚会而不再高举耶稣他们就可以少受那些有可能叫人丧命的逼迫
所以、so、only they have said they believe in God like all the other Jews and meet in the Son of God's only, not letting up Jesus then they would not have to face all those life-threatening persecutions.
而希伯来书写作的目的就是要坚固他们的信心。
The author of Hebrews wrote this letter to strengthen the faith of these people.
他引用了许许多多旧约圣经的经文。
He quoted from many different passages from the Old Testament.
然后非常精辟地将这些经文的意义阐释出来。
And give a very careful exposition.Of all these passages.
他用这个来论证在神拯救世人的计划当中耶稣是一位如此独特超然无可取代无可相比的救主
He argued and demonstrated why in God's salvation plan Jesus Christ is such a unique, perfect, irreplaceable and incomparable Savior
那在这封书信当中论证和劝勉互相交替
So in this letter, there's an interleaving between the presentation of arguments and encouragements.
一段论证完耶稣的崇高超越性之后，就随即劝勉众人要坚定地信靠耶稣。
So after explaining the highness of Jesus in one passage, he encourages believers to put their trust in Jesus in the following one passage.
熟悉希伯来书的人都知道，到了十一章，他列举了很多旧约当中信心伟人的实例，来强调信心的重要。
In chapter 11, the author produced many examples of the great people of faith in the Old Testament to demonstrate the importance of faith.
然后到了十二章，他再进一步鼓励大家一定要仰望耶稣，效法耶稣的榜样。
And then in chapter 12, he further encourages everyone to look up upon Jesus and to follow his example.
我们今天读的第十三章是整封信的最后一章。
And so the verse that we read today comes from the last chapter of this book, chapter 13.
你如果打开圣经来看的话，会觉得这一章里面好像是拉拉杂杂的讲了很多彼此没什么相关的事。
If you look at the whole chapter, it looks like a set of miscellaneous, unrelated instructions.
但是总体而言，这章讲的是一个相信耶稣的人在平日生活当中应该有什么样的生活表现。
But on the whole, this chapter talks about how the daily life is like for a person who firmly believes in Jesus.
好了，了解这个大概的背景以后，我们再来仔细看十三章第四节。
So let's go back to chapter 13, verse 4, after having an overview of the background.
这一节的第一句话说，婚姻人人都当尊重。
This verse says, marriage should be honored by all.
很明显就是劝勉人要尊重婚姻，但是怎么个尊重法呢？
So this verse clearly instructs everyone to respect marriage. But in what ways or how should we honor marriage?
我们可以从几方面来思想。
So we can think about this from several different angles.
第一个尊重是当我们遇到任何一个已经结了婚的人，都要尊重他和他配偶的婚姻。
The first point is, when we encounter any married person, we have to honor the marriage between him or her and her or her spouse.
换句话说，当你遇到一个人，不管他是多么的好，多么的有吸引力，只要他是已经结婚的人，任何人都不当有非分之想，更不该有非分之举。
So in other words, when you meet a person, and no matter how beautiful or attractive he is, if he is married, then no one can have any improper thoughts or improper deeds towards him.
在旧约律法当中，神讲的最清楚、最绝对的十诫，其中有这么一条。
So in the laws of the Old Testament, God has stated very clearly in the Ten Commandments.
不可贪恋人的妻子，也不可贪图人的房屋、田地、仆婢、牛驴，并他一切所有的。
You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not set your eye on the neighbor's house or land, his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor.
贪恋别人的配偶就跟贪图别人的房屋一样，是不道德，是得罪人也得罪神的。
To covet another person's spouse is like coveting another person's property. It is unethical, a sin against man and a sin against God.
其实这个道理，在平时一般人都了解，都会认同的。
This seems like a very simple law that everybody should understand and agree with.
只是当哪一个人自己一脚踏进去的时候，就往往会找各样的理由来为自己辩护。
But if you yourself fall into this type of temptation, then you can start finding all kinds of excuses to defend for yourself.
比如说，常常有现在那里面人会说：“哎呀，我比他的配偶更了解他，我能够给他更大的幸福。”
For example, someone might say, "I understand this particular person, him or her, better than his wife, and I could give him more happiness."
其实不论讲的再怎么好听，把那种爱情描述的多么的动人美丽，去跟已经结婚的人发展感情，都是神所憎恶的罪，都是自私的。
So no matter how reasonable these excuses might sound, or how romantic you describe the relationship, it is utterly selfish and detestable to God to develop such relationship outside marriage.
20 years ago, 我在一家美国的大的电脑公司工作。
More than 20 years ago, I was working in a large US computer company.
我的部门有一位美国女同事，野心非常强。
There was a very ambitious female colleague in our department.
无论她想要什么，她都会想尽办法去争取到手。
No matter what she wanted, she always tried all her ways to obtain.
比如说，当一个 section manager 的机会出现的时候，她这个资历和能力都不太够的人，最后因此抢到这个位置。
For example, when there was a section, there was an opening for a section manager, although she wasn't quite qualified or experienced enough for that position at that time, she fought all her way to finally obtain that position.
但是我发现我部门的很多人讨厌她，主因还不是这个。
However, I discovered that the main reason of why many people in our department don't like her, it wasn't for this, reason.
而是因为在我开始上班前不久，她抢了别人的丈夫。
The main reason was that before I started my job, she actually ran away with another woman's husband.
我们部门里面有一位各方面都很好的男同事。
There was a very good male colleague in our department.
那个人本来有幸福美满的婚姻。
He used to have a great marriage.
虽然他的太太没有在我们公司上班，但是人很诚恳老实，所以认识他的同事们都很喜欢他。
So although his wife wasn't working in a company, she was very sincere and very a lovely person, and those in the company would know liked her a lot.
但是我这位很好跟人争的女同事看上了那位男同事。
However, this male colleague became the target of our ambitious female colleague.
他后来就害那个婚姻破碎。
And at the end, she broke their marriage.
她成功的把别人的丈夫抢了过来。
And take away another woman's husband.
我在那个电脑公司工作五年不到，后来就辞去工作去神学院读书。
I worked in the company for less than 5 years, and then after that, I went to seminary school.
但是就在那短短的五年之间，在我们公司在洛杉矶的那个厂里面，类似的事情就发生了好多个。
But even for those five years, similar things happened in that particular LA branch of our company.
那个情节啊，一点都不输美国电视上播的那些 soap opera.
And the plot twists in those stories are no less exciting than the soap operas you see on TV.
这种事情不只是美国人中有，华人当中也越来越多。
These things do not only happen among local US residents, and they are also becoming more and more common among Chinese.
我在1983年来美国读研究所。
In 1983, I came to the US for grad school.
在我抵达的前一两年，我去的那个小城也才发生过一件事，闹得整个华人圈子风风雨雨。
And just 1 to 2 years before my arrival, there was an event that caused a great stir among the local Chinese population in that town.
大家知道，所有留学生远离家乡在小城读书很孤单。
We know that many foreign students who come to the U.S. to study are very lonely, especially in small college towns.
就一个单身女孩就喜欢上一个有妇之夫。
There was a single girl who had a crush on a married man.
然后老找他谈心。
And she always asked him out for private conversations.
后来两人就超越了界限。
And then at the end, the relationship crossed the boundary.
那女的紧紧抓着那男的要他负责。
And the girl tried to hold the man responsible.
那男的只好狠心抛弃原来的妻子。
And then the man decided to give up his original wife.
那妻子从台湾赶来。
And his wife went all the way from Taiwan to the U.S.
哭得伤心欲绝，四处求人帮助劝解。
She was completely broken and always tried to go out trying to ask people for help.
最后还是失去了丈夫。
But then at the end, she still lost her husband.
在 Ipec 我也曾经接触过一位女学生。
In Ipec, I also once met a female student.
她在还没有来康奈尔读书之前，已经和一位结了婚的老师发展过一段恋情。
Before she came to Ipec, she had already started a relationship with a married instructor.
她一方面知道不应该，但是又始终没有完全切断那段情。
She knew that it was inappropriate.But then she did not completely break that relationship.
然后等到她在这里的学业接近完成的时候，她又开始编织美梦。
When she was close to finishing her studies here, she started dreaming again.
她在想，我可以怎么样和那位有妇之夫都到某一个地方工作，我们两个人又可以在一起了。
She dreamed about how she might be able to go to the same place to work with that married instructor.So that they can be together again.
当时我们教会有几位基督徒姐妹和那位女学生比较熟，就一再苦心的劝她。
So there was a few sisters in our church who were more familiar with that girl at that time, and they kept trying to pull her back from this relationship.
但当时她就不肯听，觉得自己理直气壮，硬要继续走那条路。
But she did not listen, and she thought that she was right, and continued to walk the wrong way.
据我了解，还好的是他那条路后来没有走通，没有造成更严重的后果。
So fortunately, as I knew that what she dreamed about didn't happen and it did not cause any greater consequences.
但是就在我们的城里面，就在康奈尔的小圈子里，就在我们华人当中，我就知道好几个配偶被别人夺去的伤心故事。
But even in this town, on the Cornell campus, and also within the Chinese communities, I have heard of a few sad stories of husbands or wives being taken away from others.
在一个大学校园里，有一个陷阱是我们所有人都需要特别小心的。
So inside the campus, there's one thing that we have to be particularly careful about.
就是学生很容易因为仰慕教授的才华和研究上的成就，就堕入情网，然后有了非分之想。
It is quite easy for students to adore the talents or research achievements of professors and then fall in love and start at inappropriate thoughts.
比如有一个我确实知道的实例。
For example, I know of a real example.
是一位单身女学生不顾教授已婚的身份主动投怀送抱。
There was a single female student who completely ignored the marital status of a male professor and go after them.
如果不是那位教授及时醒悟，一个好好的婚姻可能就被拆毁。
If not for the professor being very alert and careful, his marriage would have been broken in that incident.
单身的男的会去抢有夫之妇的情形稍微少一点。
It is much less common for single men to go away with married women.
但是我在这些年间竟然也遇到过。 好几个这样的例子。
But even in a small town, I've seen a few cases like this over the years.
每个例子造成的伤害都很大。
And in each of these, it caused great damage and hurt.
平常婚礼当中，男女双方都会交换戒指，为什么？
In a marriage ceremonies, the bride and groom will exchange rings. Why do we have this custom?
因为从古代开始，人就常常用戒指来做缔约的记号。
Because since the ancient days, people used rings as a sign of covenant.
当人签了约之后，就用戒指来盖印。
After people sign the contract, they put a seal on it with their rings.
代表说这是我的承诺。
And as a demonstration that this is their promise.
所以在婚礼当中，当一方把戒指戴到另一个人的戒指手上的时候，就代表说他把自己交付给对方，让对方有权柄做他的代表。
So in a wedding ceremony, when one puts a ring on the other's finger, it signifies that he or she entrusts himself or herself to the other and let her spouse to represent them.
他们也用戒指做记号，向众人公开的宣布他们已经成为夫妻。
So they also use this ring as a reminder to publicly proclaim that they are married.
从今以后，他这个男人是单单属于他妻子的。
So from now on, this man belongs to his wife alone.
他这个女人也是单单属于他丈夫的。
And this woman belongs to her husband alone.
不再允许有任何人去介入他们中间。
And no third person can come in between them.
在教会举行婚礼的时候，我们也总会强调婚姻是神所设立的。
So in the wedding ceremonies held inside church, we always emphasize that marriage is set up by God.
主耶稣说，夫妻一旦结婚，就不再是两个人，乃是一体了。
Jesus has said, so they are no longer two but one.
然后耶稣说，所以神配合的人不可分开。
Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate.
所以讲到尊重婚姻，第一方面的尊重就是遇到已经结婚的人，我们要尊重。他与他配偶已经二人成为一体。
So when we talk about honoring that marriage, the first thing we have to notice is to respect the marriage of any other married, of any married person, with his or her spouse.
任何非分之想，连想都不要继续想。
And do not commit any inappropriate thoughts or interactions with these people.
绝对不可以去破坏别人的婚姻。
And to hurt the marriage.
第二方面的尊重是已经结婚的人自己要尊重与配偶的婚姻关系。
And secondly, a married person has to honor his or her marriage with their spouse.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
就是你一旦结婚，有很多事情你就只能单单属于你的配偶。
It means that once you marry, there are many parts of your life that belong to your spouse as well.
你不可以与其他人有类似的关系。
You cannot have the same type of relationship with other people.
有的人已经结婚了，却常常跟配偶以外的异性朋友私底下谈心。
Some people are already married, but then they still have close private conversations with friends of the opposite sex.
比如说，有的人在家里跟配偶相处的不愉快，就想找个人来倾诉心中的苦闷。
For example, some people might have a conflict with their spouse at home, but and then they want to have someone to listen to their frustrations.
如果跟同性的朋友谈谈，那还算合理的。
It is okay and maybe helpful to chat with friends on the same side.
但是有一些人却选择了找异性来做倾诉的对象。
But some people chose friends of the opposite sex as their counselors.
这不只是玩火，而且是不尊重配偶，更是不尊重婚姻。
This is like a favorite fire. And a lack of respect for their spouse and their marriage.
另外，在教会里参与侍奉的基督徒，尤其是我们这些全职的传道人，需要特别小心谨慎。
And moreover, for Christians serving inside the church, and especially for full-time ministers like us, we have to be extra careful here.
遇到有些异性需要帮助或关怀的时候，我们要么是应该转交给配偶来处理，或者是夫妻两人一起来做关怀。
When there are people of the opposite sex that need help or encouragement, we have to decide whether this is more appropriate to refer the case to their spouse or to give counsel to the husband and the wife together.
这不是心胸够不够宽大的问题。
So this has nothing to do with whether we are forgiving enough or broken up.
也不是彼此互信够不够的问题，
although whether we have enough trust to each other,
而是因着尊重婚姻 但必须选择用特别谨慎的态度去处理。
We are this particularly careful because we respect the marriage.
确实有一些牧师还不只是一两位，在这些事情上不够谨慎，只凭着一个好心去帮助异性，最后发生问题，造成极大的伤害。
And indeed, there were some pastors, not just one or two, who were less careful when dealing with these matters. They tried to help their friends of opposite sex, but then it turned out differently, and then it causes great harm and damage.
比如说，有一位很好的牧师和我们同属于播道会，三年前就发生了这么不幸的事情。
For example, there was a pastor who was also in the same denomination, even Charlie Group 3 as a church.3 years ago, he made a similar mistake.
他还算是非常难得，做错事情之后，马上意识到不能再错下去。
When he realized he did wrong, he immediately stopped and then realized he cannot continue any further.
他主动的鼓起勇气向妻子、家人认罪，也向教会长职以及布道会的领袖们认罪。
He admitted his mistake to his wife and family, and also to the elders of the church and the leaders in the evangelical free denomination.
他表示他愿意顺服，接受任何的处置。
He said that he is willing to take any punishment.
必然的结果是他必须立刻辞职。
So he was ordered to resign.
他离开了他牧养十多年的教会。
And that the church that he has been serving for more than 10 years.
他所有其他的侍奉也都被停止了。
So, and all his other ministry had been stolen.
很幸运的是，布道会有一套相当完备的制度来帮助跌倒的传道人更新生命、重建家庭。
Fortunately, there was a fairly complete system in the evangelical denomination to help ministers who stumbled to renew their lives and to rebuild their families.
这当中不少人，包括教会和一些基督徒领袖，都花了很多的时间和心血。来帮助这位弟兄。
And it is many in the church and many Christian leaders spend a lot of time to try to help this brother.
我自己也有机会跟他通过几次电话，后来还见到面。
I had a chance to talk with him on the phone several times, and in the end, I also had a chance to meet him face to face.
我知道这个罪的代价实在太大。
I know that the consequence of his sin was.
他这个两年多的日子真的是非常多的辛酸。
And he had suffered a lot during these 2 years.
他的体重我想都掉了几十磅。
And probably lost a lot of weight during the process.
他十分幸运的是他还有一位肯对婚姻誓约永远忠诚的妻子。
Very fortunately for him, he has a wife who kept her faith in their marriage.
也有一位肯天天为他的重建而祷告的父亲。
And the father who prayed for his rebuilding daily.
他的父亲也是一位侍奉主多年的老牧师。
His father was an old pastor who had served the Lord for many years.
一个多月前，他们等候了两年多的好消息终于来了。
And about a month ago, there came the good news.
负责辅导他的委员会评估他可以恢复侍奉。
The committee who gave him counseling advised that he could start serving again.
而且有一间美国布道会很有爱心的，很有爱心的给他侍奉的机会。
And then Evangelical Free Church in the U.S. Very welcome. He gave him a chance to serve.
而这个消息刚刚好在他父亲病危过世之前抵达。
And the news just reached his father in a sickbed before his passing away.
让他父亲听了之后就可以安心的回天家。
So that he could.Go back to his heavenly home relieved.
当我读到这位牧师透过电子邮件送来的见证的时候，我看着看着眼泪就一直在流。
When I received the testimony of this pastor through email, I couldn't hold my tears.
这位很爱主的牧师尚且可能因为一时的不谨慎而犯错，带来惨痛的后果。我们这些一般的人，岂能够不更加的谨慎小心呢？
Even for pastors who love the Lord and serve the Lord and make such mistakes through carelessness and brought about such great and painful consequences, for us, these common people, we have to take heed and be extra careful.
希伯来书十三章四节的后半节特别提到奸淫的事情。
In the second part of Hebrews verse 4, it mentions adultery.
这当然是说婚姻以外的性行为是绝对绝对不可以有的。
This is clearly stating that any sex outside marriage is forbidden.
但是我们要知道，结婚的人不只是不可以在婚姻以外跟人有任何的性行为，连跟配偶以外的人发生感情都是不应当的。
But we have to understand that not only is it forbidden to have sex outside marriage, it is also improper to have any romantic relationship.
连任何单独的谈心都是绝对要谨慎避免的。
We have to be very careful and to avoid even any close private conversations with the opposite sex.
这些事情我不只是提醒大家，也提醒自己。
I mention all these not to remind you only, but also to remind myself.
也鼓励大家提醒我，也提醒彼此。
And so that we can also encourage and remind each other.
跟我们这些已经结婚的人，自己都抱着最忠诚、最讨神喜悦的态度，来尊重我们的配偶，尊重我们的婚姻。
So that those of us who are married have an honest and God-pleasing attitude towards our marriage.
第三方面对婚姻的尊重是请单身的男女特别注意。
The third aspect of honoring marriage is especially relevant to singles.
就是要持守婚前的贞洁。
And it is to preserve your purity before marriage.
婚前性行为跟婚外情一样，都是不尊重神所设立的婚姻制度。
Sex before marriage and sex outside marriage are both disrespect towards the marriage that God has instituted.
今天社会的风气越来越开放了。
Our society has become more and more liberal.
所以未婚男女发生性行为甚至同居的情形越来越普遍，也越来越公开。
Sex before marriage or cohabitation has become much more common and also much more publicized.
如果你跟在康奈尔读本科的学生接触比较多，他们可以告诉你这些情形。
If you have more interactions with the undergrads at Cornell, they can often tell you what happens. These problems.
就算是在这样一流的学府的学生宿舍里面，未婚男女发生性行为的事情照样是时时都在发生。
They can tell you that inside the dorms of this Ivy League college, sex before marriage is happening at every moment.
今天我们受电视、电影和整个社会风气的影响，道德观念也越来越模糊。
We are becoming more and more heavily influenced by the TV and the movies we watch and our ethical standards has become more and more blurred.
然后在原则的持守上也越来越松懈。
Many people cannot stand firm on moral principles.
因为很多来教会的人都是这样。
And even and this is true, even for those who come to church regularly.
今年初我的小女儿有一天打电话来请我们为她祷告。
Earlier this year, my younger daughter called up to ask us to pray for her.
因为她需要去跟两位女同学谈。
Because she was planning to go to talk to two female students.
这两位女学生都经常去参加他们的团契。
These two students used to join the fellowship meetings regularly.
都来自基督徒的家庭。
And they all came from Christian background families.
但是他们交了男朋友之后，多次和男朋友关上了房门，单独在里面。
But after they met their boyfriends, they stopped to spend the nights alone together with their boyfriends.
甚至过夜
even overnight.
然后次数频繁到宿舍的人人人皆知。
It was so frequent that to such an extent that everybody in the dorm knows about it.
团契的辅导和同工们觉得应该派人去单独规劝他们。
The counselors and co-workers of the fellowship believe that they have to send someone to talk to them.
结果从同工当中推派了我的小女儿去。可想而知，这不是一件容易的差事。
And we all know that this is no easy task.
所以我小女儿一方面求我为她祷告，一方面问说她该怎么说。
So on one hand, our daughter called us to ask us to pray for her, and then at the same time also.Ask us for advice on how actually to talk to them.
感谢神，我的小女儿跟第一个人谈了之后，有还不错的结果，我们很为她高兴。
So, we give thanks to God that after my younger daughter talked to the first girl, she obtained some positive responses.
但过了几天，她再去跟第二个人谈，结果却令人伤心。
But then after a few days, he went to talk to the other girl, but then she got some very bad news.
因为那个女孩发现，才刚刚发现她已经怀孕了。
The girl was already pregnant.
而且这件事情弄得她和她的男朋友以及双方的家庭都一下忙乱的处理危机。
She and her boyfriend didn't know what to do, and then both of her families are going didn't know how we're going through this crisis.
那个女孩的学业肯定是会受严重的影响。
So that their studies will definitely suffer.
更头大的是，在这样的情形之下，两个人是不是应该结婚
？And they don't know whether they should get married or not.
他们两个人都不知道怎么样的决定才是对的。
They don't know what kind of decision is right for them.
当然我知道，反正都会说啊，我们不会那么随便乱来啊，我是认定将来一定会结婚，所以才发生性关系。
But maybe many people would say that I'm not like that. I'm only going to have sex also before marriage for someone. Then I'm going to marry him.
但是这样说这样做的人，后来百分之百都结婚了吗
？But for those who have said or done this, do all of them actually all get married in the end?
比如说以前我们接触到两位康奈尔学生。
For example, we've met two Cornell students in the past.
男女朋友爱得不得了。
They were deeply in love.
不听别人的规劝。
They ignore the advice of their friends.
两人经常独处，甚至过夜。
They spend the time alone together a lot, and even overnight.
我想当时认识他们的人都以为他们将来一定会结婚。
I guess all the people who knew them also at that time would all think that they were going to get married sometime in the future.
他们自己想必也是深信不疑。
And they probably believed so at that time too.
谁知道他们毕业之后没几年就分了。
However, after a few years after graduation, they separated.
在我们教会有几个单身比较多的团契，比如说香港团契和中文查经班。
In some of the fellowships in our church, there are all singles, for example, like HACF and CCCF.
每隔几年，团契都会谈到这一方面的事情。
So we would have discussions on these topics about marriage once every few years.
有一年这两个团契都还看过一套蛮不错的 DVD.
And in one particular year, we watched a very good DVD together.
当时讲员讲的一点让我印象特别深刻。
The speaker at the time in the DVD made a very impressive point, a point that is very impressive to me.
他说如果一个男孩真的爱一个女孩的话，他就应该像武士一样勇敢地守护那个女孩子的贞洁和名声。
He said that if a boy truly loves a girl, then he will defend her purity and reputation like a true knight.
那位讲员也提醒所有的女孩说，如果有哪个男孩爱她性欲上的满足胜过爱你的贞洁和名声，他就不是一个真正爱你的人。
He also reminded all the girls that if there is a boy who values his own sexual satisfaction more than your own purity and reputation.And he does not truly love you at all.
很多男孩子常常会对女孩说啊，你如果真的爱我，你就会把你的身体交给我。
A lot of boys might say to the girlfriends, like something like this: If you truly love me, you will give your body to me.
这是一个卑鄙无耻的谎言。
These are shameless lies.
不是一个绅士会说的话。
Not out of the mouth of a gentleman.
而且是会惹是愤怒的。
And certainly detestable to God.
另外在我们这些来海外留学的人当中还有很多男女像夫妻一样住在一起却不结婚，主要的原因是怕办到一半的移民申请会受影响。
Also there are some other cases, a few of us who came as foreign students lived together by husband and wife but chose not to marry. The main reason was that they were worried that it might affect The marriage might affect the immigration application process.
这样的例子相当多。
There are many cases like these.
这些人如果不来教会，我不会管那么多去找他们谈。
If these people do not come to our church, then I wouldn't have the chance or make the effort to talk to them.
但是有好几个处在这样的状况的人来到了教会。
But sometimes these we have presence of people in such status coming to our church.
我出于责任，也实际上出于我对他们的关心，还是鼓起勇气去跟他们谈这件我知道他们不想谈的事。
And through a sense of responsibility and also care for them, I took up the courage to talk to them about this matter which they usually were afraid to mention.
每次谈，我的立场都是一致的。
Every time I discuss this issue, my stand is the same.
就是鼓励他们凭着信心来选择照神所喜悦的方式去做。
I always encourage them to choose by faith what is pleasing to God.
如果你希望像夫妻一样住在一起，那就结婚吧。
If they really want to live together like married couples, then they should get married.
宁可牺牲掉移民或者其他现实的考虑，你还是要选择讨神的喜悦。
Even if it means suffering setbacks in their immigrant application or some or any other practical considerations that they have, they still have to choose something. They still have to choose the way that is pleasing to God.
或者那些移民的申请现在的考虑很重要，然后现在不能结婚。
Or if they decide that they cannot get married because the immigration applications or other practical considerations are more important to them.
那就要选择照着未婚男女应该持守的道德标准，不要住在一起。
Then they should follow the ethical standards for unmarried men and women, and do not live together.
也不要有任何婚前的性行为。
And they should not have any sexual relationship before marriage.
不要为了省房租，或者为了彼此照顾方便住在一起。
We should not compromise on living together simply because we want to save rent or have be more convenient when taking care of each other.
还没结婚就照着还没有结婚的规矩来生活。
Before marriage, we should live according to the rules of unmarried singles.
这是对婚姻的尊重。
This is honoring marriage.
更是对神的敬畏。
And also, out of respect and fear to God.
当然，在这些事情上要照着神的心意去做，可能会要付不小的代价。
And of course, following God's will in these matters can cause us.
但是我们别忘了相信神，做基督徒，我们做基督徒本来就是要照信心的原则来生活。
But let us not forget that believing in God and becoming a Christian is to live every day through faith.
这也是整卷希伯来书的信息，是十三章第四节这个劝勉的基础。
And this is the main message of Hebrews and the basis of instruction in chapter 13 verse 4.
我们在这里并不是在那边讲一些大道理，也不是劝大家守道德或宗教的规条。
I'm not trying to talk about anything ethical principles or trying to convince you to follow certain moral or religious rules here.
而是劝勉每个人都来信靠神。
But to encourage all of you to have faith in God.
你要愿意选择合神心的生活，才有可能经历从神而来，超乎你所求所想的祝福。
Only if you choose to live a life that is pleasing to God, then you can experience sometimes unexpected blessings from Him.
最后让我多讲一点来总结。
So let me talk about one more point before completion.
几十年前有一位叫做 Gordon MacDonald 的牧师，他在侍奉上很有果效。
Several decades ago, there was an effective minister, Gordon MacDonald.
但他一时不谨慎，在婚姻之外有了一次与异性不合宜的相交。
He was careless and had an improper interaction with the opposite sex outside marriage.
他为了维持教会的圣洁，立刻主动认错。
To maintain the holiness of the church, he admitted his sin.
他愿意立即辞职。
He was willing to resign.
而且把自己顺服于一群教会领袖的管教和监督之下。
And submit himself to the corrections and supervision of the church leadership.
经过几年的时间，神重新建立了他。
After several years, God rebuilt him.
他成为了更受众人敬重的基督徒领袖。
And he became an even more respected Christian leader.
后来，克林顿总统因为 Monica Lewinsky 的婚外情，落到可能遭受弹劾的困境的时候。有两位相当有分量的基督领袖被选来监督Clinton 带他认罪悔改，其中一位就是 Gordon MacDonald。
So when former President Clinton was facing impeachment because of his appears outside marriage with Monica Lewinsky, there were two Christian leaders who was chosen to help Clinton and led him to repentance, and one of them was Gordon MacDonald.
在那之前 ，Gordon MacDonald 已经从跌倒之后重新站起来了好多年。
And at that time, Gordon MacDonald has stood up again from that stumble for quite a few years.
他写了好几本书，对很多人都有很大的帮助。
He has written several books to help others.
其中最有名、最畅销的一本是《Ordering Your Private World》。
And one of the best-selling ones was called Ordering Your Private World.
那中文版的书名是《心意更新》，就是如果照着英文书名直翻的话，是整理或者调整你的内心世界。
So the Chinese translation, the title would be something like Renewing Your Heart.
这本书很好。
This is a very good book.
在过去二十多年当中，我在不同的时候和不同的人一起读过这本书好几遍。
In the last 20 years, I've studied this book with several different groups of people a couple of times.
那这本书的第一章讲了一个现实生活当中会发生蛮可怕的景象。
In the first chapter of this book, he described a horrible situation that actually happens in real life.
就是一条平常车子来来往往的大街，有一天突然陷下去一个大洞，这就是所谓的 sinkhole。
Like for example, for a road like this that have very heavy traffic, it could and a lot of people, it could suddenly on one day collapses into a hole.
这种事情我住在洛杉矶的时候，洛杉矶地区就发生过两次。
So these are called sinkholes, and these accidents have happened many times when I lived in LA.
其中一次还发生在我住的地方附近，在一条我常常会开车经过的街。
One of these accidents happened actually very close to where I live and on the street that I often drove across.
今年六月发生在 Guatemala City 的 sinkhole 更是大的惊人。
This June in Guatemala City there was a gigantic sinkhole.
一下子一栋三层楼的房子不见了。
In a minute, a three-story high building disappeared.
出现了一个30尺宽、60公尺深的大洞。
It fell into a 30 meter wide and 60 meter deep sinkhole.
为什么会发生这样的事呢
？So why do these things happen?
是因为在底下的土石在早先已经渐渐的松动。
Because the mud and the sand below the surface was already eroding away.
哎，开始流失了。表面上看起来一切正常。
So on surface, everything looks normal.
突然有一天，哗一下，全部陷下去。
But then after a certain point, one day, everything suddenly collapses into the hole.
Gordon MacDonald 举这个例子来提醒我们要好好整理我们内心的世界。
Gordon MacDonald raised this example to remind us of the importance of getting our own private world into order.
今天我们很多人外在的表现都很好。
So a lot of us appear to be fine and excellent among our friends and at work.
工作很有成就，好像也有不错的品格表现。
So we have a lot of different achievements in the work and also appear to be good and upright first before people.
但是如果内心世界没有好好的整理，就有可能有一天人生突然出现一个陷下去很深的大洞。
However, if we do not get our own private world organized, one day these problems can cause our lives to collapse like a sinkhole.
把这个比方和我们今天的信息连在一起。
So,We try to connect this analogy with our message today.
其实尊重婚姻的这些基本道理，我们谁不懂啊
I think we all know very well that we have to respect marriage.
表面上我们也都很认同、很遵守。
And on the surface, we are still doing pretty well and following all the rules.
但是我们如果没有好好的依靠神来整理好我们的内心世界，突然出现一个大度的可能性还是很大的。
But if we do not depend on God to sort out our own inner world, we can still fall into this type of big sinkhole.
接下来我们要擘饼纪念主。
In the following week, we're going to break bread to remember the Lord.
让我们利用这个机会来检查一下自己的内心世界。
So let us make use of this opportunity to examine our own heart.
我们先来唱一首诗歌。
Let us sing a hymn together.
藏我在你圣洁。
Hide me in your holiness.
唱过主在你圣洁里光照我，洗净我心，赞美你赦罪的主，藏我在你圣洁里，藏我在你圣洁。
要你习惯那个，那啥，你说的那个有没有？
爱的父母你有无的感恩，爱的父母爱到
时间安静。让我们一同来到神的面前。
Let us bring ourselves before God.
让我们邀请圣灵来光照我们的内心。
Let us find the Holy Spirit to find our
home. 尊重婚姻的基本道理，我们都懂。但是我们的内心世界里面是不是还有一些肮脏污秽的思想？甚至我们在生活当中的一些言谈举止，是不是也有不讨神喜悦
的？ Perhaps there are words or deeds in our daily life that are unpleasing to God.
让我们很诚实的来到神面前。
Let us be honest and let's be completely honest with God.
让我们也带着信靠顺服神的心，不放过这个机会，一定好好的对付。
With a humble and obedient heart, let's go of this opportunity and deal with these sins.
让我们都带着罪来领主的饼和主的杯。
Let us not take this bread and cup with sins in our heart.
我们个人祷告。
Let's pray.
所以我们承认，我们像保罗所说的，在我们里面没有良善。
Dear Lord, we admit that we are just like what Paul has said. There's nothing good in us.
终究的时候，也给试探留太多的、太大的空间。
We leave a lot of room for temptations to happen.
主啊，求你警戒我们。
Lord, please warn us.
求你的圣灵常常提醒我们。
And let the Spirit remind us always.
求主保守我们的心。
Please protect our hearts.
保守我们来过一个圣洁的生活。
And lead us to live a holy life.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.我们请服侍品杯的同工到前面来。
May all the brothers and sisters, please come forward.
所以说在他被卖的那一夜特别设立这个饼和杯。
On the night of, when our Lord Jesus was betrayed, he set up this ceremony.
他要已经艰辛跟随他的人借着拨饼来纪念。
He wants all those who follow him to break the bread to remember him.
纪念主在十字架上为我们受死。
To remember his death on the cross for us.
纪念他有一天还要再来。
And to remember that one day he will come again.
我们要为我们今天的生活一切所行的向他交账。
And we have to be responsible for all the things we have done in our daily lives.
如果你已经立定决心跟随主耶稣。
If you have made up your mind to follow Jesus,
也借着洗礼公开表明跟随主的决心。
And you have publicly declared your faith through baptism.
我们邀请以后我们一同来领这个饼和这个杯。
We invite you, partake in this bread and cup with us.
如果你还没有做这个决定或者还没有机会受洗我们也真是再次很诚恳地邀请你能够早早加入主的家族
And if you haven't, still haven't made up the decision or haven't been baptized yet we earnestly urge you to make up this, this decision very soon
只要你心中有这样感动我很乐意与你单独交谈然后来讨论什么时候是受洗的合宜时机。
If you have this, if you have this, decision to get baptized, I'm very happy to talk to you, anytime soon.
但在受洗之前，当今天饼和杯传到你手中的时候，我也慎重起见，请不要拿，就是恭敬的传给旁边的一位。
But, if you are not baptized, please, pass the, bread and cup to the person next to you.
在主耶稣被卖的那一夜
On that when our Lord Jesus was betrayed
他拿起饼来祝谢了就拨开
He took the bread and then when after he had given thanks he broke it and said
说这是我的身体为你们舍的你们当如此行为的是纪念
And he said this is my body which is for you do this in remembrance of me So let us sing the hymn again.